Sweetest friends, we are continuing our series of Shiurim B'Siyata Dishmaya in the Sefer HaKadosh Oires HaKodesh Shel Maran HaRav Ori Yisrael V'Kdosho. Anachnu B'Chochmat HaKodesh B'Otzad Samach Dalet B'Chelek Aleph Shel Orot HaKodesh. Ze Keta Dei Mefursam. Omer Maran HaRav Zecher Tzadik Levracha. V'Hashiur Hazeh Yiyeh L'Zchut Avi Mori V'Mi Morati She'ichyu. ולזכות הרב אליעזר חיים, בן אסתר סימה, רב שי בן לב, רב יוסף בן חנה ברוך, רב יצחק בן ברכה, רב מוישה בן רייזל, and ברוס ויקטור בסטילה רובידה, and דינה ברכה בס אסתר הדסה. והנושא של ה... הפסקה הזאת היא קריאה לאדם. Man is being called to recognize godliness in everything, not to be mezalzel in the metzius as people perceive it, because that's the only way to get to the divine light. אומר הרב, אם תרצה בן אדם מסתכל באור השכינה בכל היקום, הסתכל בעדן החיים השמימיים, איך הם מתפלשים בכל פינה וזווית שבחיים הרוחניים והחומריים, שנגד עיני בשרך ונגד עיני רוחך. If you want, man, look at the light of the Shechina and all of the universe. Look at the beauty, the Eden, the pleasure of divine life, Shchaim Shmeimim, heavenly life, how they roll around, they're mitpalesh, b'chol pina, in every corner, v'zavit, shebachayim aruchanim v'chomrim, there's ruchnius, there's shchina, there's a light of the shchina everywhere. Sheneged einei b'sarcha v'neged einei ruchacha. Zat omeret, Rav Kook kotev kan, שעל פי הפירוש דיבור ומחשבה בחוויות הקודש. הרב קוק כותב כאן שאם יתבונן האדם בעולם המקיף אותו, he'll see in this world God's presence, not only בעיני רוחו, גם בעיני הבשר שלו. With his flesh again, he can see God and the godliness in this world. You look at nature and you see the godliness in nature. יתבונן בפלאי היצירה, בחיי האלוהות שלהם, לא בתור איזה תוכנית כהה שממרחגים נציגים נגד עיניך, כי אם דעת המציאות שאתה חי בה. So look at the wonders of creation and the godly life within them, not as some dark program that appears to you from afar, but rather know the metzius in which you live. זאת אומרת, התוכנית נראית כהה, כאשר האדם מפסיק להשתאות, כאשר הרגל ממוסס את ההתפעמות. Sometimes, person doesn't, he just gets used to it, he doesn't live in wonder. And everything is just understood, that's the way Azoi is, that's the way it is. So this person is שוקל בקהות החושים. So this person loses his spiritual sensitivity. Person has to see ki orot elokim b'metziut einam ba'im mimerchakim, hem krovim me'od. Tfisat ha'merchakim hi ha'machat ha'or. The reason the light is dark is because you think it's coming from afar. Sometimes a person learns philosophy and everything seems abstract. When you learn Kabbalah, when you learn Chassidus, so you see how close, how imminent God is in this world. Da'at atzmacha. Know yourself. That's the rule of Socrates. Hakerat atzmacha. Ela shesokrates etkaven lechach shekol adam bederech kal toeh b'harachat atzmo, uvederech klal yesh lo harachat yeter me'atzmo. ויש גם שיש להם תת הערכה מעצמם, והם נגועים ברגשי נחיתות. סוקרטס סבר שאם יכיר אדם את עצמו היטב, את יכולותיו, כישרונותיו, חסרונותיו, הוא יחסוך לעצמו הרבה טעויות והרבה צרות. Socrates held, you have to know yourself. A lot of times people have, they even have done studies today that something like 64%, for example, of people think that they're more intelligent than the average. But that can't be, right? There are only 49.9999% who are more intelligent than the average. But that doesn't stop 14% of the people from mistakenly thinking that they're there, and it could be probably even more. I mean, there are probably some people who don't think they're more intelligent, they really are. So you have to know yourself. People have inferiority complexes. You have to know yourself, and you'll save yourself a lot of trouble in life when you get to know who you are. I know for myself that the better I know myself, the better my life is. You learn something new. You say, oh, that's shot in me. So it's a big nafka mina lamaitza. You have to know yourself. אבל כשמרן הרב כותב דעת עצמך, הוא מתכוון למשהו אחר לגמרי. הוא אינו מתייחס לידיעה פסיכולוגית. הוא מתייחס לידיעה מטאפיזית. דעת עצמך means know the godliness that is within you. That's what he means when he says דעת עצמך. That's what this קטע is about. דעת עצמך ואת עולמך, דעת הגיוני הלב שלך ושל כל הוגה וחושב. מצאת מקור החיים שבקרבך ושממה לך, שמסביבך את פערי הדורות החיים, שאתה שרוי בתוכם. So you have to find the godliness in everything, and primarily in you and what's around you, in your thoughts, etc. האהבה שבקרבך, העלה אותה לשורש עוזה ועדנת תפארתה. הרחיבה לכל שר אפותיה, לכל אשד נשמת חי העולמים, אשר רק ריצוץ המקום של ההגה גורם מיעוט זהרו. The love that is within you elevated to the source of its strength, and the pleasure of its glory, and not tifarta, expand all of its thoughts, all of your thoughts, or all of its thoughts, to all of the eshed. Eshed is a mapal mayim. Eshed is a waterfall, as we see in Bamidbar 21:15. What does it mean? Eshed nishmat chei ha'olamim. What he means is, Rabbeinu, that there is a hishtapchut. There is this spilling of the divine bounty on the lower worlds. Asher rak ritzutz ha'makom shel ha'hege gore mi'ut zaharo. Zot omeret, mikomo ha'zar shel ha'dibur macheh את זהרו של השפע המשתפך מלעיינים על התחתונים. Speech limits this. It's a problem. Sometimes people speak too much. Sometimes a person has an experience and he doesn't want to put it into words. Or he can't even put it into words. I can't express my thanks, right? We say. Because it'll just lower it once it's put into words. Some things are beyond words. So that's what it means. Ritzutz ha'makom shel ha'hege gorei mi'ut zaharo. When you try to put it into words, so you sort of minimize the light. V'ze davar lo chiyuvi. We don't want to minimize the light, we want to maximize the light. As we have to elevate the love that's within us to its root. That's how we started with the love that's within you, Hale, elevated, and to the spiritual root, and from there will flow this Shefa Elyon that is going to come b'tzimtzum, but it's still going to come into this world to a certain extent. Habet al haorot b'tochiyutam, al yivlu'u nishmatcha ha'shemot, hanivim ve'hotiyot, hemesurim b'yadcha, v'iyata masur b'deihem. In other words, you have to go with your understanding into this experience, into this hashra'a. Into this divine spirit that's in the world. And when you express it with words, be careful lest the words overcome you. As you have to go to the Davar Shel Atzmo, the spiritual experience of the world, and not to limit it necessarily with words. So a lot of times, that's what people try to do. They want to express things, and some things are not for expression. It's just a feeling that goes beyond words. Words limit, words define. Alei lamala alei, ki they made a song out of this. Alei lamala alei, alei, ki koach oz lecha, az lecha. Yesh lecha kanfei ruach, kanfei nisharim abirim. Al tichachesh bam, pen yikachashu lach. Drosh otam, v'yimatzu lecha miyad. Hadimayon, the imagination, is a climbing. You have to use your imagination, go beyond the limits of the of speech, and go high, go beyond the limits of this world. Dreams are imagination. Imagination take us beyond the limits of the seichel. Sometimes in a positive way, sometimes in a negative way. And you have this power. And don't deny it, because then you'll lose it. Chas v'shalom. D'rosh otam, seek them out, v'yamatzu lecha miyad, and you'll find them. Yikarim v'kedoshim hem lanu levushei atziurim. Of course, as we mentioned on many, many occasions, this is all Kabbalah, so we're just saying the words and hoping that they penetrate our souls. Todat Adam, man's consciousness doesn't perceive reality as it is, but as he perceives it. A person understands phenomenon, but not essence, the essence of the matter. The phenomenon are called in Kabbalah Malbushim. And the essence reflect the divine light. So that's what the Rav says, that Yikarim b'kdoshim hem lanu levushei atziurim, muchachim hem lanu, ulechol ba'alei gvul, v'mabateyam aburuchanim b'yichud. Aval tamid beit shano ba'im lasok, ba'im l'chaim adayim, אסור לנו לזוז מהנגדל יונה שרק מהבלתי נתפס, או מתפלש בה נתפס, במהלך האצילות מאור אין סוף. It's very important to us to deal with levushim, with the phenomenon, the externals, with what we see, but it's important to go to the mahus. That's what the Rav says. אסור לנו לזוז, we can't move from the נקוד אל יונה, from the divine point, that only from the bilti nitpas comes the aura into the nitpas. Zot omeret ha-metziut ha-nitpeset al-yidei ha-adam hi metziut shel malbushim. V'bnei Adam, Rav Kook calls them ba'alei gvul b'mabateihem ha-ruchaniyim. We are limited in our spiritual perspective. The light that flows from the metzius, beyond the tefis of man, goes into the metzias within the tefis of man. That's yiridat or el malbushim, libushei tziurim. So don't lose your kasher to the or elyon. We are limited, but we have to try to connect to that makom bilti nitpas. Because only from the bilti nitpas comes the or into the world of the nitpas, what we perceive. From the or ein sof, the atzilut, he writes, me atzilut, v'malacha atzilut me or ein sof. Atzilut, hi talich shel hafreshat or men ein sof, v'yoradeto el olam shel malbushim. אכן השם אמר למשה אספל יזקני עצמי שווה ישראל ועצרתי מן הרוח אשר הלכה ושמתי עליהם. So that's the Atzilus. The Atzilus is when the spirit comes down from the high to the low. From the Or Ein Sof down below. So the Malbushim are important. They're connected to the Shorash Elyon. And that's how we get to the Shorash Elyon. Derech the Malbushim, we can't forget the Shorash Elyon. ואנו קרואים להיות מתעדנים בעדנים שמימיים בכל פרטי הקרות שבכלל הגדול הזה שממנו תוצאות כל חיים. האור היורד לכל צורת החיים שמספרם אפילו בגודלו יורד מהכלל אחד מן הכלל הגדול מן האלוקים שם. So we are called to be delight in the divine delights, letaden ba'adanim shmeimim, in all of our perceptions, in this great klal, in this overriding rule of the world, which is godliness. And that's where all of life comes from. זה מעניין לציין כאן שבמקור, בשמונה קבצים, בעוד קופי, he says, Yikarim v'kdoshim hen al levushi atziurim. In other words, the end of this shtickle is really precedes Im tirtzeh ben adam istakel b'or ha-shchina. Rav Kook wrote it not in the order that it's that the Nazir, in which the Nazir presented it, which was his right, he was the editor, it was given to him to edit. But from Yikarim v'kdoshim, that's the, that's Os Kuf Pei, in the Shmona Kvotzim, in the Kovitz Aleph. And then Kuf Pei Aleph starts Im Tirtze Ben Adam Mistakel Bor HaShchina. As B'Ma'adorat Mosad Rav Kook, הוא מסכם שעל אף חשיבותם של לבושי הציורים בענייני רוחניות, אסור לזוז מהבלתי נתפס. משתמשים לומדי רזי תורה בציורים להסביר את הבלתי נתפס, אבל הם ציורים בעובד. We have to connect to the Biltinit Pass and use the Tzirim for we have to use them. The job is to take ourselves, our lives, Im Tirtze Ben Adam Istakel Bor HaShchina, see all the lights and bring ourselves to the source. No, Piska Dei Meromemet, Ve'ashreinu Shezachinu Lelomdo Biyachad, Lomda Biyachad, בעזרת השם, בפסקה הבאה, הרב קצת מגביל את הדברים, ואני מקווה שבעתיד הקרוב אנחנו נלמד את הפסקה הזאת. תודה רבה רבה שהאזנתם. שלום, שלום.